Classe News. I'm Jerry Barmash. The Fulton County DA is expected to present the Trump case to a grand jury as early as Monday.
Former Georgia Lieutenant Governor Jeff Duncan has confirmed to the AJC he has been called to testify to the Fulton County grand jury on Tuesday. This means Fannie Willis will have to begin presenting her case regarding allegations of Donald Trump conspiring to overthrow the 2020 election results in Georgia as early as Monday. Willis has said for a few months now that an announcement on an indictment would be coming this month. The Fulton County Sheriff's Office has upped security at the courthouse and surrounding streets have been closed. If an indictment is sought, this will be the fourth indictment the former president has faced in recent months. I'm Scott Kimmler.
Ahead of any potential indictment in Georgia, Trump met supporters at the Iowa State Fair on Saturday.
I voted for Trump the first two times. If he's the candidate, I will definitely vote for him again. I think it would be nice to have somebody come in with less drama and trauma.
Polls, though, show Trump with a commanding lead over his GOP rivals, despite the indictments. The death toll in Hawaii is at least 80. That would make it the second deadliest wildfire in U.S. history. Hawaii's attorney general is conducting an official review into the state's response to the devastating wildfires in Maui. The probe will also focus on the lack of warning sirens ahead of the state's worst natural disaster. A ban on assault-style weapons is being upheld by the Illinois Supreme Court.
The law banning assault-style rifles and high-capacity magazines was passed by state lawmakers in January and signed into law by Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker. It came about 6 months after the Highland Park mass shooting. It killed seven people. The law faced months of legal challenges, with opponents arguing it violated both the state and U.S. constitutions. I'm Dave Collins.
This is USA News.
Have you filed for disability benefits but were denied by the Social Security Administration? Or do you need to apply and are overwhelmed with paperwork? Are you between the ages of 50 and 63 and can no longer work because of an illness or injury? Thousands of hardworking Americans are in your situation. They file for disability benefits and are unnecessarily denied their much-needed benefit check. Call now for a no-obligation, free evaluation. We can help you nearly double your chances of approval and get your benefit checks faster. We understand the physical, emotional, and financial impact. We'll share our insider expertise and help you get your disability claim filed and paid immediately. There is a time limit to apply, so call right now. Operators are standing by to help you.
800-392-1941. 800-392-1941. 800-392-1941. That's 800-392-1941.
A triumphant return for Buffalo Bills defensive back DeMar Hamlin, who was back on the football field Saturday following the cardiac arrest he suffered earlier in the year. Hamlin played in his first game. It was the Bills' preseason opener on Saturday. He made three tackles during two series that he took part in, a 23-19 victory over the Colts. Seems everyone wants to work for UPS now.
Online job site Indeed reporting that it saw a 50% spike in searches for UPS jobs in the week after the Teamsters touted their historic deal. The UPS CEO said full-time drivers will average $170,000 in pay and benefits at the end of a five-year contract that the delivery giant struck with the Teamsters union last month. Industry experts, though, are saying that consumers will feel that with rate hikes of 6% to 8%. I'm Corey Myers.
At the movies, The Last Voyage of the Demeter seems to be sinking at the box office. The horror film made just $2.6 million during its opening day and had a long road ahead to make up for a $45 million budget. Meanwhile, nothing is stopping Greta Gerwig's Barbie, which reigned supreme at the theaters for a fourth straight week. It surpassed $1 billion last week and is expected to make another $30 million this weekend. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for Revive Health. Revive is an inexpensive alternative or supplement to traditional health care. It's perfect for independent contractors, gig workers, and small business owners. What you need is flexibility, portability, affordability, and ease of access. You also need convenient care that you can get anywhere. That's what Revive is. Affordable, flexible, portable, fast, simple, health care anywhere. Revive treats you like you are the CEO of your own Fortune 500 company. Usually, you can only get access to a product like this